Hachette Audio presents The Only Girl in the World, a memoir, written by Maud Julien with Ursula Gautier, translated by Adriana Hunter, read by Elizabeth Rogers. To my mother, the first victim of the ogre. Introduction. In 1936, Louis Didier was 34 and financially well off. A man from humble origins, he had risen remarkably quickly through the ranks of French society, and he now ran a company in Lille. Initiated into an esoteric lodge of Freemasonry, he adhered to an extremely dark spiritual vision of a fallen world governed by grim forces. That year, he met a man, a miner from the town of Fives, who was struggling to feed his many children. Louis Didier suggested the miner entrust to him his youngest child, a flaxen-haired six-year-old girl. "Jeanine will never want for anything. She will have a brilliant education and enjoy a very comfortable life. My only condition is that you will no longer see her." It's unclear whether there was a financial transaction. The miner agreed. Jeanine left to live under Louis Didier's protection and never saw her family again. Louis Didier kept his promise. Jeanine was sent to boarding school and received an excellent education. When she reached the age of consent, she came back to live with her guardian. He had her study philosophy and Latin at university in Lille and made sure she earned her.